It's Dubai 92, you with Jono and Nats, and every Wednesday we catch up with the Frying Pan Adventure Sisters for this version of Cheap Eats. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. Yes, Frida's back with us this week, telling us about some places we can go and chow down that's not going to cost us a whole pile of cash. Frida, good morning.
Good morning, Jono. Good morning, Nats.
Oh, good morning. How are you going to make us salivate this week?
Nepal. Nepal is the catchword for today. Today we're going to travel to Nepal. There's this restaurant called The Bhoj, located in Meena Bazaar. Well, that's the colloquial name because the real name is Sukal Kabir. So it's this little quarter that we usually call Little India, located in Bardubai. But I want to say it's increasingly becoming Little Nepal as well, because there's been this recent proliferation of Nepalese restaurants, and The Bhoj is a Nepalese restaurant. And the dish that I want to talk about is jhol momos.
Oh, momos, the tiny little ones that look like dumplings, these things.
Yeah, so it's a Nepalese version of it. And basically, momos are like the Nepalese version of dim sum or dumplings. And you can get them in chicken. You can get them in the vegetarian version. And what they have on the menu as buff, which is not really beef, but it's buffalo. And our initial order, we got the vegetarian jhol momos.
Okay,
that's okay. This was well worth the wait, at least for me. It's this tasty, heartwarming, fulfilling, and actually it's perfect for the winter. And you know, the weather has turned in Dubai, so it's perfect for bringing the winter in. And the soup is usually a base with tomatoes, there's garlic, I spotted cumin, but the first thing that hits you when it's served is this slightly lemony floral aroma. And I didn't know exactly what it was until Arva was like, oh, that's the Nepalese peppercorn.
Oh, wow.
So this pepper is unique to the Himalayan region. It's native, and it's just the berry husks that they use. And they've probably ground it down, flavored the oil with it. But it's incredible. The flavor is incredible. It wasn't too spicy. So for once, I'm not speaking about an incredibly spicy dish. It had a little bit of a kick, but that lemony floral aroma and flavor just made that dish stand out for me.
How spicy are we talking?
Arva ate it.
That's it. On a scale of one to Arva, where are we? Then it's fine.
Arva ate it and loved it. And I counted the dumplings, by the way, because it was so delicious. I'm like, okay, there are four of us. How many dumplings are there? Fortunately, there were 9 dumplings. And it's just for 20 dirhams. So 9 dumplings in a hearty, flavorful, lemony, aromatic, not too spicy broth. I think that was a steal.
That is a bargain. And then I see the steam ones that are under the veg option, starting at 16 dirhams. The highest price you're going to pay is 25 dirhams for the chili ones as well. That is an absolute bargain.
It really is. And I love, listen, just to give some context to Arva ate it. Arva does not eat spicy food. So if Arva ate it, it's not too spicy.
Not spicy. So give us the name again. B-H-O-J, right? How do you pronounce it?
Bhoj. Yes.
Bhoj.
Oh, Bhoj.
Nice. At Meena Bazaar in Dubai is where you can check it out. As always, Frida, thank you so much for joining us this week.
My pleasure.